Today, Body and Mind welcomes Diane Ribeiro to our platform. Diane started studying crystal healing over 6 years ago and then went on a wonderful journey and discovered universal life force energy healing, which has led her to become a Reiki master and teacher. Diane subsequently studied psychic development, mediumship, and angel therapy at Angel Ways Spiritual School in Cape Town and is now a qualified and certified angel therapy practitioner and angel tarot card reader. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you, Taryn. Thank you.
Diane, please tell us a little bit about you. How did you get involved with this healing journey?
It started when I was very, very young, and I always felt I wanted to heal. I wanted to feel energy. And I carried on my life and I didn't do much about it. And I was involved in, you know, the normal run-of-the-mill kind of work, etc. And I met a lovely lady who was doing angel card readings in Johannesburg at the time. And she also did Reiki. And I just suddenly got my interest. And I decided I was going to go and study. And I studied through a wonderful lady called Alki Uber at Moonstone Healing. And just history since then, I just love what I do. And I believe in Reiki. I believe it heals, harmonizes, and balances. And I've gone on to teach as well, which I absolutely adore. And that's what I do. Yes.
Thank you, Diane. So on your profile, you mentioned Reiki, mediumship, angel therapy. And today, let's chat a bit about angel therapy. What is this all about?
Well, it's the connection to Source and to our archangels and angels. And I like to call on them because they're there for us to help us and guide us. And we've all got our free will. And without asking, they can't do anything for us. So I invoke Archangel Michael for protection and Archangel Raphael for the healing. As a healer, obviously, I work with those two very, very closely. And for inspiration and for creativity, one would use Archangel Gabriel and so forth. And I tend to use, well, when I say use, just utilize them, their skills and enjoy working with them throughout the day, every day.
Diane, is it possible to meet your angels?
Definitely. Oh, definitely. I feel them around me all the time, as well as my guides. And I get advice anytime. I just need to ask and I feel it straight away. Mm-hmm. Often I'll be in the shop. I have a little esoteric shop as well. And I think, now, where can I put this? What can I do with that? And I'd say, Archangel Gabriel, just put your beautiful copper light through me and help me. Just give me that, you know, idea of where to do it. And within minutes, I think, oh yeah, okay, let me put it there. Or, you know, well, why not it look wonderful over there? And that's how I go about my day. In love and life. And it's just trust. It's a trusting in my archangels and angels. Mm-hmm. And Source, yeah.
So, Dan, your communication with the angels is really telepathic, really. Am I correct?
Very much so. Yes, it is.
Okay. In order to be able to communicate with your angels, do you have to undergo a specific kind of training, or is it as simple as just asking?
It's as simple as asking. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Anybody. It doesn't matter. And subconsciously, a lot of us do, you know, it's certainly extremely easy to do, and they are very quick and they're eager to please and they want to please. Mm-hmm. That's what they're there for. We help us, you know, to help us. We're all light workers and we need the guidance as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another question that's just popped up, Diane, is understanding the spiritual realm. Where do the angels actually come from? Are they on a very specific level within the astral plane, or are they with us here in this physical world? How do they actually connect with us?
The way I believe it, Source is within us. They are within me. They are within me. When I want to bring in Archangel Raphael for the healing, I call them within myself. God is within me, divine source is within me.
Mm-hmm.
And many people tend to think of them being outside of you, or God is outside of you. God's not. He's within your soul, within your body. He's within you. And so are my archangels, angels, my guides, all within yourself, yeah.
Thank you very much, Diane. So let's chat a little bit about Amber Moon. It's an esoteric store you have in Gordon's Bay. How long have you been there? And what have you got to bring to our listeners that will invite them and encourage them to come into your store?
Well, we've got a lot going on. It's a busy, busy shop. We are on the beachfront in Gordon's Bay, but we've got meditations twice a week. On Tuesday and Friday morning, which Nico Redling Hayes does. He's beautifully, he's awesome. Also, what I do is I teach a lot, so there's a lot of teaching going on. There's a lot of Reiki classes, Reiki treatments and angel card readings. Now, that's that side of it. Then we have the shop, which has got every kind of crystal in it. We've got dream catchers, we've got wands, we've got smudge sticks, we've got angel cards, we've got candles, you name it, we've got it. And it is, I say, a beautiful, beautiful ambience as you walk in. We have essential oils, the incenses, and and it's just a lovely, wonderful atmosphere. Most of the jewelry that I do have, I have on consignment with young folk who live in and around the Helderberg area.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer rather to utilize their beautiful craft than get, So yes, so and all the dream catchers as well are also made by local people, and they are exquisite. Yeah.
Wow, you sound like you're running like a community service program as well, really supporting local. That's fantastic.
Oh, we do. Oh, absolutely. That is what it's about. It really is. And see all the talent that's out there. And, you know, everybody deserves to get out there, you know, and love what I do.
So, Dan, how long have you had this shop for?
It's going on for 4 years. We started off, we came down here 4 years ago, and we started a couple of months later in the December 2012, I think it was. Yes, and then we had a little shop in the mall, and then we moved to the beachfront in January, end of January this year, and haven't looked back. It's been absolutely wonderful, move.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. And are you open 7 days a week?
I am, except for a Sunday afternoon. Sometimes if I'm not doing much, I'll stay open, but most of the time it's from 9 until 5 every day.
I see.
Barring a Sunday.
Now, okay, myself, I'm a Durbanite, and I don't know much about Gordon's Bay and what the market is like in that region, but is Gordon Bay very much a touristy kind of area, or do you get a lot of local people coming into your store? How would you describe Gordon's Bay to a Durban person?
Gordon's Bay is a beautiful little town, very much sort of a seafaring place. It's got lovely beaches, very windy, but lovely restaurants, and it's very spiritual. You can feel spirit. I can't even describe it. You have to actually sense it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of overseas visitors. We get a lot of that. We've got a lot of overseas people that buy here and then spend 6 months of the year here and then 6 months back in UK or Germany or wherever they come from.
So
we do have a lot of that as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But very much a lot of locals, obviously. But,
okay.
I'm getting into the swing of Reiki. So in the beginning, nobody seemed to know what it was all about, and in the 4 years, we've created quite a little hub here.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, the actual Reiki and the readings that you do you conduct them yourself?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
And the meditations, Nico handles, and we do beach meditations, full moon beach meditations, obviously when it's, the weather's conducive. Mm-hmm. In winter we do it inside in the evening, and yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that's all we have time for today, Diane. Thank you so much. How can our listeners contact you?
They can contact me on my phone, my cell phone, which is 079-326-3651. Or they can come and visit us. We're in shop number 9 in the Old Cape Mall, and it's number 33 Beach Road, Gordons Bay. Awesome. Yeah.
Divine, thank you so much.
Meeting everyone.
Yes, thank you so much for your time today, Diane. I really appreciate it. And yeah, body and mind, we wish you the best of success. And I hope that your shop becomes really, really, really busy.
Oh, thank you, Tara. That's absolutely awesome. Thank you for such a lovely and giving me your time. Thank you.